Let's talk first about the objectives of the Obama administration's space program. If President Obama wins re-election, what would his objectives be?
Well, we want to go farther and deeper into space to explore other worlds. And then ultimately, of course, everybody who's interested in space exploration wants to put people on Mars someday. But that aside, the interesting thing is the president's plan includes these commercial space companies, SpaceX, Blue Origin, Sierra Nevada Corporation, X-Corp, and Virgin Galactic. These are commercial enterprises that are exploring space with rockets. And there's this weird irony where the other side wants to have it big government funding, like from the Cold War era. And it's just a weird thing where I don't think this is an extraordinary claim. I just think that the Republicans haven't really thought their space policy through all the way yet. And their policy came out just a couple weeks ago, I guess more than that, 6 weeks ago. It's very brief, and it really is kind of a throwback. Meanwhile, I mean, you would think these people that talk about business and so on all the time would be embracing all these remarkable companies. I mean, SpaceX sent cargo to the International Space Station for a fraction of what it would cost to do it, say, 2 years ago. And that's a commercial company, and young engineers want to work there. I've met them, and they're doing cool things. Elon Musk, who is a visionary, said he got rich, or he got very wealthy, off PayPal. He was a physics major who got good at software and had a cool idea. And so he went to the space community and said, what do we need to do? And they said, we got to get cheaper access to low Earth orbit. And so he's got a production line for rockets. You'd think the other side would want to enable that, but it doesn't seem like it.
What do you think the Obama plan, how do you think that would affect workers in Florida's space industry? It's already reeling right now from the end of NASA's shuttle program. How do you think that it would affect workers?
Well, the president's plan is, it's great for Floridians. Whether you work in the space industry directly, work for NASA, work for a company that works for NASA, or you are in the hospitality industry, or you sell pancakes, whatever it is, this is what you want. This is the future. The road to space leads through Florida. I'm not kidding. That's a real thing. And the president's plan, I was here in April 2010, yeah? And he had laid out this plan for exploring space in a stepwise fashion, in a politically sustainable fashion, so that we can go farther and deeper into space with government or federal rockets, and we can do the, if I can use the term, routine missions, like space exploration's routine, with commercial rockets, and then this will enhance everybody. Now, here's the thing that I find so troubling, really. The other side wants to cut funding for education in Florida. A little over $800 per student, but there's over 500,000 students with Pell Grants. You understand that the future, not just the short-term future, not just building rockets today or building instruments for rockets today, but in the medium term, in the long term, you want... I was just at the Florida Institute of Technology earlier today and last week. You want these young students who are doing just cool things, extraordinary things. You want them working in Florida, making new advances in technology in Florida. And this is what I say about, we're on the radio right now. Everybody watches satellite TV. The governor of New Jersey is warning everybody that Hurricane Sandy is going to come at this time, at this location. That is a result of assets in space, of satellites in space. Without those, you would not know that. The National Weather Service, these are government programs. This is what the government should be doing. And great governments advance technology and explore space. Now, I am a mechanical engineer, mech aero, and I think the next discoveries in efficiencies in aircraft, efficiencies in rockets, new materials especially, I want those discoveries and advancements to take place in the U.S. I mean, I guess for the citizens of the world, it's okay if they are made in India or China, where they're graduating so many engineers every, I mean, it's okay. But I just, as a guy who grew up here, I want it to be here. And so I know I may be preaching to the choir here on NPR, but I encourage everybody just to evaluate not just that you're going to vote, but how you're going to vote. Like that day, I've got to drop the kids off. I've got to go, got to pick up some milk. Just be sure you got voting in your plan. Because you, this is a turning point. As I like to say, I'm a political guy, but for many years I've tried not to be a partisan guy. But this year, how to say, it got out of hand. The other side's ideas are, I think, not good for the future of space exploration. They're not good for Florida. They're not good for the U.S. And really, everybody, I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating, they're not good for humans. Hurricane Sandy is almost certainly as powerful as it is, or she is, as a result of climate change. So I would like you hard-hitting investigative journalists to ask these guys in the next week about climate change. What is your policy about climate change? In dollars to donuts, they'll throw out things like, we need to continue to investigate. We need to learn more about our climate. And that involves space assets, satellites, telecommunications. And those assets are developed and built in Florida by Floridians.
Paul Ryan has said, speaking of this, that Mitt Romney's plan for the future of space is to make a plan to get the stakeholders together, NASA, the Pentagon, private industry, and so on, and create a plan because, in his words, there is not a plan in place. Can you speak a little bit to the Romney-Ryan plan?
The Romney-Ryan plan is, if I understand the term, sketchy. And I saw in one of their documents where they want to have a blue ribbon panel. Well, if you're into this business of space policy, everybody, we had a blue ribbon panel, the Augustine Commission, and they recommended curtailing the space shuttle. By the way, the space shuttle was canceled by the Bush administration. George Bush canceled the space shuttle, not the president. The president put back two shuttle missions to reduce the effects of the gap between rockets built in the U.S. that could take humans to space and the ending of the space shuttle program. Now, the SpaceX company is going to pull this off at a fraction of the cost. This is, you'd think this is what everybody would want to do. It's a remarkable irony. And so here's the Romney-Ryan campaign has hired, as near as I can tell, people from, if you will, the old days and the Cold War approach to space exploration. And they were just not happy with what the experts in space exploration came up with a few years ago. And they're just trying to relive it. That's what it seems to me. But so if you're a Floridian voter and you're listening to NPR, you've probably already decided what you're going to do. Just make sure you vote and make sure you figure out how you're going to vote. But if you're on the fence out there, and I understand that. I mean, Florida, have you heard Florida's a swing state? Did you hear that, Nicole?
I might have heard that a few times.
I was passing. I saw a billboard. No, I kid. If you're on the fence, really, the president's space plan is very good. It's not the Cold War anymore. We don't address rocket building. We don't build rockets in the same way we did when we were spending more than the interstate highway system on space. I strongly encourage you to evaluate the two policies. One side doesn't really have much of a policy when you look at it, and the president has a very good policy for taking us farther and deeper into space. No other country, no other space agency can land a spacecraft on Mars. My goodness, if you told my father, let alone my grandfather, my grandmother, we're going to land a car on Mars with a crane powered by a rocket, they would go, "What? No." Yes, there's only one agency that can do that, and that's in the United States. That's NASA. I was here for the launch of Curiosity. I was here for Juno. I was here for Shuttle 134. I mean, I love the Space Coast. By the way, you guys, I jumped in the ocean today, swam around a few strokes. Very rough.
I bet.
Because Sandy just came by, and we know that it was Sandy because we have assets in space. Okay, so this idea of cutting funding for Florida science students, this idea of reliving these very expensive ways to go into space, I think are short-sighted, not just in funding students this year or the next couple years with their Pell Grants, but in the medium and long term. Everything we do is affected by our space technology leadership. We all have smartphones. We're on the radio with digital recording. We have, I mean, say what you will, but we have the internet because we have a space program. And I saw Governor Christie after telling everybody to watch for when the hurricane lands and what time on the website. I saw him do that. And he's talked about the role of FEMA, the role of the government in taking care of people after this thing lands. That's just in one state in the Northeast. That is all a result of space exploration. That's all what Florida does.
So let me make sure that I have this clear.
Sorry, a little wound up there.
Clear-ish. Let me make sure that I understand properly what you're saying about Obama's plan. The low Earth orbit, as you say, quote-unquote routine, if we can call it that.
Well, with John Grunsfeld, who's the Hubble repairman, he's now the head of NASA science, what he calls the easy places. Low Earth orbit and the moon. Like, that's easy, but that's the way he refers to it. We've been to those places.
Those would be more of a commercial enterprise, and that would free NASA up to do what in Obama's plan?
To go farther and deeper into space. Now, there are two questions that we have all asked. And I say to people, if you have not asked this question, first of all, I say, really? The second thing I say is you should evaluate your life. Okay, here's what it is. Where did we all come from? And are we alone? Are we alone in the universe? If you want to answer those two questions, you explore space. You have to. This Curiosity rover landed in a riverbed on another world. My friends, if in the next 2 years we discover evidence of life on Mars, and this is not impossible, I mean, it's extraordinary and wild and at the verge of believable. But we could find, if you will, a layer of fossil pond scum on Mars, the way you find fossils of bacteria in Colorado or Australia. It would change the world. It would be like Copernicus showing that the Earth goes around the sun, not the other way around. It would be like Galileo saying we're not the only planet with moons. It would change the world, and it would be done for less than the cost of a cup of coffee per taxpayer. This is what great governments do. And the other important thing, space exploration brings out the best in us. It raises what we expect. It raises our expectations as a society, and that has led to these remarkable innovations. And I'm not just talking about our beloved Tang and Velcro. Those are direct spin. I'm talking about much more subtle and much more important, actually much more pervasive. I guess subtle's incorrect. The much more pervasive technologies that have changed our lives. We've all got smartphones with these tiny cameras. We've all got these phones with these extraordinary antennae that communicate literally around the globe from the palm of your hand. That's a result of the U.S. leadership in space.
Now, when President Obama took office, he did inherit a plan. He inherited the Constellation plan from former President George W. Bush. And with the advice of the Augustine panel, decided to not use that plan and go forward with a different plan. And that did leave the gap that you referred to earlier.
Well, the gap was happening anyway, right?
Explain
that to me. Here's the problem with Constellation, you guys. As cool as it may have been to your way of thinking, it wasn't politically sustainable. And this is a very important aspect of the president's plan now. You can't have it where representatives and congressmen and senators from different states start fighting each other over this thing, or it'll get canceled, which is what happened. And what we need, what we have come up with, is a much more deliberate, studied plan that includes commercial companies in a new and, near as I can tell, much better way. So how about this? Look at the results. Constellation was not politically sustainable. And you can not like the president for various reasons, but the president's plan is better than Constellation, and I'll show you. It exists. SpaceX went to the International Space Station. Constellation didn't make it because couldn't get enough congressmen and senators to keep it going. There are a lot of private companies going to the moon. And by the way, it's very exciting. The race to the moon by these teams of the Lunar Express and so on is very exciting. I mean, wouldn't it be cool, everybody, to have a camera on the moon pointed at the Earth all the time? It would be inspirational. You talk to any astronaut, and full disclosure, everybody, I applied to be an astronaut a few times, but I didn't have enough PhDs or something. My marathon times are too slow, whatever. I exaggerate. They're just such extraordinary people, the astronauts, that sending people back to the moon in the old government-funded way was not politically sustainable. I mean, the proof's in the outcome. It got canceled. The president can't do everything. It was Congress and Senate. Just were not enough guys thought it, not enough people thought it was worth doing.
What kind of impact do you think a Romney-Ryan administration would have on American scientific progress as a whole?
It. You know, this is the, Nicole. That's a great question. And you guys, look, I don't care which side of this you're on. Here's another fact. 68 people who won Nobel Prizes in science signed a letter for the president, supporting the president. Just everybody, no matter which side of it, how many science people do you think would support the other side? And none, zero. This goes back to the previous administration where they seem to be anti-science. And the irony is, the troubling thing, no matter which side of this you're on, the troubling thing is if the United States does not keep moving forward in science and technology, it will lose jobs. You will be a job not creator. You will kill jobs by not supporting science and technology. And the other just sort of thing, these guys must know that. They must at some level know that. This is what the United States sells nowadays, is our ideas, our innovations. Everybody's got a smartphone. So many of us have. Very few of us don't have smartphones. Everyone relies on the internet. Everyone relies on electronic financial transactions. Everyone eats food grown in a far, far more efficient way because we have satellites that give us global positioning. I'm not kidding. This is how farm food is grown in the modern world. This is how chemical assays of soils are done for very small farmers. This is how we have changed the world, is through space exploration, science, and technological innovation. And so I strongly encourage you, if you are planning to vote for the president, figure out how you're going to vote. Make sure you vote early. If you are on the fence, really, science and technology is what creates jobs. If we hire people to run the government, if you vote for the other side, I think you're going to see technology will slow down. And other countries will outpace us. And this might be good globally, but it's if you are a U.S. citizen or a patriot, or if you're a scientist in the U.S., that's not what you want. You want the U.S. to continue to innovate and lead. And space policy, it really brings it into sharp focus.
Let's say there's Obama 2.0. Let's say President Obama wins re-election. What would you like to see? What is your dream for the space program?
Well, where the space program does lower the cost of access to space. And these commercial companies, Sierra Nevada, Blue Origin, SpaceX, and X-Corps, Virgin Galactic, take people into space. It'd be just exciting and cool. And we will make discoveries. We will make discoveries on other worlds. I mean, another interesting thing about space exploration, it brings together both sides of the aisle. Congressman Culberson just can't wait to send a mission to Europa because we might find evidence of life on another world for the cost of a fancy cup of coffee per taxpayer. You know, this is the world's third most populous nation. We're number three, behind India and China. And so our effect on the environment is huge. And I would like future generations to feel good about our climate policy. Every other industrial nation has a climate policy. Not because they're in on a conspiracy, because they discovered climate change. And I remind you, it is kind of cool this week, Nicole, or these weeks. This is the 50th anniversary of interplanetary spaceflight. The Mariner 2 spacecraft, Mariner 1 was also launched, but it had to be aborted. Mariner 2 launched from Cape Canaveral Air Force Base and went to Venus. This was the spacecraft that discovered that Venus is not this happy, lush jungle full of very good-looking people. Instead, it's this hellishly hot world where your fishing weights melt into pools of molten lead. It would kill any of us instantly. That discovery of the greenhouse effect on Venus, the role of carbon dioxide on Venus, led to the research that has led to the discoveries of climate change here on Earth. It's very, very important, and it is a result of space exploration, and as a result of space exploration that started in Florida. All roads to space lead through Florida, and so on.
Thank you very much. Is there anything that you would like to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I would like you, as the hard-hitting investigative journalist, to encourage your colleagues to ask one of these guys about climate policy. I sat through an hour and a half of the vice president's, 4.5 hours of the president's, and nobody asked about science or climate change policy in any direct, effective way for me as the listener and viewer. So if you're out there, journalists, I encourage you in the next week to ask Mr. Romney and Mr. Ryan about climate change. And if they tap dance, just hold them to it. What really? How do you feel about this? Why do you feel that? Why? That's the other thing I'd like is why do you feel that way? And see what they say. You know, the other side seems to change. They're very flexible in their outlook. But on that one, I think they've kind of held to the same old thing. So I'd really encourage you to ask them about it. So Floridians, if you're out there, please vote. Figure out how you're going to vote. If you're undecided, really, right now, really take space policy into account. I strongly believe in your short, medium, and long-term future, the president's policies are a lot better than the other side.
Bill Nye, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.